This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It used to be that if you wanted to challenge a patent on a drug, you had to actually go to court, a slow and expensive business. So Congress created a fast track, a patent review board, which gets us to today at the Supreme Court of the United States. The justices heard arguments in a case that could affect drug patents. On one side, Big Pharma, which doesn't like the review board. On the other, organizations that want to bring down the price of prescription drugs for consumers, who are joined by a group not usually seen as being on the side of consumers, hedge funds. From the help desk at WHYY Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein explains that one.
Hedge funds are in this for the money. Their strategy is to challenge what they consider vulnerable or cosmetic patents and then bet that the drug company's shares will drop. In one case, traders challenged a manufacturer who wanted to extend a patent by introducing a rubber stopper, which had nothing to do with the underlying medicine.
I'm just curious as to whether it worked. If it worked, I think it's genius.
New York Law School professor Jacob Sherko says this strategy is perfectly legal. He says, by his count, hedge funds have brought 36 challenges like this. Tom DeLinge is general counsel for the biotech trade group. He says none of these cases have helped consumers, for example, by bringing generics to market.
We think it's a cynical ploy by those who contribute nothing to innovation to drape their efforts to make money in a cloak of concern for patients.
It's the federal government's responsibility to keep the pharmaceutical business competitive, but a lot of people feel regulators have fallen down on the job. That's created this opportunity for hedge funds, who can make money by challenging patents. Luigi Singales is a finance professor at the University of Chicago. He says now there's a financial incentive for traders to break up monopolies by taking on cases as absurd as the rubber stopper patent.
Because everybody else who is an expert on patents or expert of drugs, in one way or another, benefit from the system and so is not willing to challenge it.
Zingalo says if these Wall Street traders can do some good by doing well for themselves, it's better than what we've got now. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.